Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Waking you up. It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
Yo, this is crazy. The new Spider-Man movie. Tickets went on sale. Oh, by the way, it's the Get Up Crew. It's Hot 96.9. Number one for throwbacks. Best new hip-hop and R&B. Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. So, that new Spider-Man movie, No Way Home, which is like, it's gonna be good.
Yep.
It's gonna be good. Tickets went on sale, and it was like, it was worse. Some people are saying it was worse than when tickets for Avengers Endgame went on sale as far as getting them. Yeah. And now they're being scalped. If you got the tickets, I'm not saying not to go see the movie, but some people are on eBay selling these tickets for thousands of dollars.
Like
thousands.
How many thousands?
One report said $25,000.
No,
I don't know if you could do 25 G's, but you know, like, if you can get
to see a damn movie,
if you, how you gonna disrespect?
Listen,
hold on a second.
Ain't no movie worth $25,000 to see it when you can just see it on streaming in like 2 weeks.
Do you realize what this movie's gonna incorporate?
I really don't.
Exactly.
Nor do I care.
Exactly.
So I'm sorry.
Exactly. It's gonna incorporate the multiverse, Melissa.
I don't know what that means, and that doesn't mean I'm asking you to explain it to me. I'm just saying I don't know what that means.
Well, I'm going to explain. Now you opened up that can of worms.
Go ahead. I had to sit through Man in the Arena.
That's
so
right. Okay. So in the early 2000s, they made a couple Spider-Man movies with Tobey Maguire. All right. Then, and those were pretty good. Third one kind of sucked, but anyway, those were pretty good. Then in the mid 2000s, they made a couple Spider-Man movies with Andrew Garfield playing Spider-Man.
Not everyone's favorite.
Those sucked.
Who's Andrew Garfield? That's an actor?
Yeah, he's the dude from The Thing. So anyway, then, you know him if you saw his face. I don't know what he's been in. I've seen stuff.
British American.
He's in the new, I think it's Netflix, Tick, Tick, Boom.
He's in the Tick, Tick, Boom on Netflix.
Yes, anyway, he is Tick, Tick, Boom. Yep.
So then, Marvel did their movies, which have been the best of all, with Tom Holland as Spider-Man. So this is a
love him.
Yes, he's tremendous. So this is a Tom Holland movie, but it's going to incorporate a multiverse. Now, the multiverse is different universes where different things happen. So, for example, there's a universe, Melissa, where you go to the casino all the time and you win. You're an actual high roller. You're
we
winning
like that.
All,
we like that universe.
Yeah. There's another universe where you're not a gambler at all. There's another universe where right now you're probably married. Maybe got a couple. There's another universe where right now you're dating. Who's your favorite athlete right now? Who do you have a crush on? Him. You're dating him.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, there's a multiverse out there. Okay, so
they just don't make him like Lawyer Malloy anymore.
This movie
really
will incorporate, because it incorporates the multiverse, it's going to incorporate the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man and the Andrew Garfield Spider-Man and the Tom Holland Spider-Man all in one movie.
If Never you're trying been done to before. Make me to want to see it, you ain't doing a good job. Never mind if you're trying to get me to spend $25,000 on a ticket. You
I
definitely
didn't say
ain't.
20 to spend 25.
She's
but
not
saying,
dating anyone who's interested in this.
No.
Seriously. Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely
oh, if
not.
She was, you better believe she'd be like, do you know they're going to take the different Spider-Man from the different movies? And I really like Deadpool.
I do like Deadpool. Yeah. I do.
So anyway, so even forget about 25. That's outrageous. But if you could get $1,000 for two tickets to this damn movie and you say no to that, you're too much of a fan. Seriously, you're too much of a fan. Watch it a couple days later. If you can get a grand for these, I think Leroy. I got to talk to him. He's back tomorrow, right?
Yes, he is. I think he got his tickets.
Yeah, and I'm going to convince him to put him on eBay and see how much he can get for it, because he's someone who should. If he could get $1,000 for it, just go see it another day. You know what I'm saying? It'll come out on Disney Plus in mid February or March or something like that.
You gotta wait that long?
Get it for like a week or two later. I can't fathom being that much into something that I'd be like, nah, I know I can get way more money for it, but I'm going to keep these
There's
tickets.
There's nothing, though. I mean,
because I need to talk about it the next day.
I'm not going in a movie theater. That's my personal whatever right now. But
I don't blame you.
For, like, right in the, like, when something huge is coming out, like, you want to be there opening weekend.
Pebbles.
Like, I remember when I was obsessed with, like, Twilight.
Yes, I get that.
I would
that.
Go to the midnight.
I get that.
I get that, but $1,000
for a yes.
That'll that's a lot of popcorn to buy.
Seriously, that's so much money that you can get as a return just for delaying it a couple of days. As a matter of fact, Aaron, where's Aaron? Oh, he's not in. He's probably taking a dump. I was gonna ask him because he's a hardcore fan.
Smoking.
Aaron, our producer, is a hardcore fan, and I bet you he would even be like, "F that!" If I can get $1,000 for these tickets,
of course he would get. Of course he would take the
not
money.
Not even just selling, like buying. I mean, I would not buy it for.
There are some psychos out there who would do that.
I know.
There are some serious
like
psychos out there.
Like the AMC and Fandango websites were like crashing yesterday with people trying to buy these.
It's insane. Like I said, they said it was worse. So there were people who were like, "Listen, it took me like a couple of hours to get tickets for Endgame. It took me." Like 7 hours to get tickets for the Spider-Man movie. This thing is huge. I can't wait for it. All right. Anyways, coming up next. That was your Spider-Man. That was your Spider-Man.
my synopsis. Day can now move on.
Let's go.
Wake up, Boston.
It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up.
In the morning.
On Hot 96.9.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.